Welcome to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast, CEO of Larger in Life, the greatest coaching company in the world, once weighing over 400 pounds and now have lost over 200 pounds, living larger in life. We're going to talk about on this podcast, overcoming, doing things that people would say is impossible, and give you the tools to transformation. So let's get fired up and get pumped on life. Let's go. All right, welcome back to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast with my co-host Corey Ife Seuli.
Yo.
And here we are, ready to go. Gratitude. I want to just share gratitude about positivity, man, and being surrounded by positive people and savagery. By people savagery. That want to be savages.
Savages.
I'm grateful for that.
I'm grateful for friends and being able to have a guy's night and be able to hang out. This past weekend was hanging out with the Fachin and the other Fachin, David, Chef David, D. Rush.
Yeah, and it kind of created our birthday, our 40th birthday bash.
Yep, which if you know, you know.
Yeah, we're not going to tell anything about it because it's just me and Corey's 40th birthday bash.
Bro, we're going to be 40 this year, dude.
Bro, we got to do it right.
That's crazy, man.
And what I mean by right is relaxing.
Lots of relaxing.
That's honestly what we're looking forward to. Yeah, and then do you have any gym etiquette?
Did I talk about the one with dude with shaving? I did talk about that one.
I don't know if we have
any. I haven't had anything recently.
Either have I.
Yeah, I mean, nothing recently that I can think of.
We'll come back to it. We'll get some as we go along.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a gym where people film here, like in LA, like one of our local ones here?
No, I haven't seen anyone film anything yet.
Do people film at CrossFit gyms? I feel like people at CrossFit don't do that.
Not very often, unless they're going like for a PR.
But not like like bodybuilders type, like influencer type. Like,
no.
I feel like it's because people who are doing CrossFit like just want to actually just
get better. I did film my deadlift today.
What'd you get?
Well, I hit two for, I think it was four. I was just seeing how I was looking, 425. I just posted it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that on my story. Yeah. I didn't look. I just saw the thumbnail.
It looks like a lot.
Yeah, but it wasn't? It was a 225?
Yeah, it is 225.
Well, dude, don't backpedal. You posted it for a reason, obviously. So,
well, I was just kind of showing like deadlift day and then just showing that I'm actually doing it, you know? And then I hit two for 425 just to kind of see where I'm at.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, it felt good. I think I could have got three, but the weight started falling off.
Are you on a... Are you on heavy
load? It's supposed to be max, but I ran out of weights.
Oh, dude, that's a good problem when you run out of weights.
Yeah, I was going to, so it's max week, so yeah, I ran out of weights.
All mine is like four sets of two. Bro, speaking of which, my elbow's getting better.
Dude, speaking of that, so I went for bench PR yesterday. And
you went for a bench PR with your elbow?
Yeah, dude, it was all right, but hurt all day. It was just like aching and throbbing. But dude, as soon as that I like, iced it and then I rubbed, yeah, for sure. And then I rolled it out on that ball at the gym. It felt so much better, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, you need to watch that
video. Yeah, because that's honestly all we just got to work on it.
Dude.
I've come to the conclusion, but when I ice it, and I talked to Chris about it too, as he said, like, it's literally arthritis kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you just got to ice the crap out of it. And when I put that full sleeve thing on and it's freezing cold on it.
Are you doing it daily?
Dude, it was almost now. Because it's like instant relief, dude. I'm just like, oh.
I had to do that on my right elbow. So my left elbow's getting better, now my right elbow's turning out.
And then I put my knee sleeve. I always am putting my knee sleeve on my elbow now and start lifting. Dude, better than buying an elbow sleeve. Same kind of thing.
True, bro. Well, because your guns are bigger than your knees, bro.
Dude, I was just thinking that. I'm like, I can't believe my legs are that small, bro. They've always been that way.
Your legs have been the same size, even when you're 400 dude. Pounds. Like, the same exact size.
You just can't grow.
You tired, bro? Ugh. You stay up
just
late
hit
or what?
Me for a second. Yeah, I mean, getting up early, getting these workouts done and all the stuff, so it's been good.
It's like the fifth yawn since we started, bro.
I know, dude. Jeez.
You need a, what is this? What a, what are those first form things you used to take? Didn't you take like energy drink?
What did they have? Oh, they had their megawatt, and stuff. Bro. Yeah, kind of like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Well, today I just wanted to talk a little bit about people's problems. And you're probably wondering what that is, but what I mean is so there was like this little study. This lady wrote this book that I saw. I'm actually interested in getting the book, and I'll probably get it. But she was just talking about that, you know how you usually talk to a lot of people, even our spouses or friends or whatever.
People close to you?
Yeah, they you call them up and they'll be like, oh yeah, this is what's going on. And it's just like talking about your problems. And all that does.
Just nagging.
Nagging and makes your problems actually bigger, and it actually leads to depression. And so they were saying, like in a study, you've got to get out, even if it's just to go run an errand, it really is good for you.
I think I saw a clip on
it. It was Joe Rogan.
Yes. Yeah, the lady on Joe Rogan. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, that was really good.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I know.
Yeah, and then I was like thinking about it, and I'm like, man, it is so true. Like people literally say so focused in on like, man, in 2004, this happened to me, and da-da-da-da, and it's like, that's 20 years ago. You know what I mean? It's almost like you're still so fixated on that problem that you have. And I was thinking of like, when I talk about my knees a lot and everything else, it just kind of, I think, magnifies, even though it's a legit thing. It's not like that's better.
That's different, though. You're not like complaining about life. Like,
no, that's true. That's a very valid point.
That's like injury. Like, I'm sore. That's normal every day. But if you're like, oh my gosh, yesterday I was talking to Joe Schmo and they're just complaining about this and now their life is so bad and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
and it's always like, and it's one thing after another. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. And then it really does become another thing. And then literally you do become depressed, like, because you're so fixated and you're so focused on it. And it's kind of what we talk about on coaching. It's just like when they Voxer in the mornings, or people Voxer me sometimes, that you can tell that they're already lacking belief of whatever they want to do because they're so focused on the negative or focused on the thing that happened today at work and how this person said this and this person said that. And they can carry on and on and on about it. And you're like, dude, what are you doing about it? You know what I mean? And instead of focusing on a solution for it and being like, okay, here's a problem, here's the solution, I'm going to go and attack the day and start off right. And it just literally is so dragging to constantly look for the problems, right? And it's almost like society in a way is and just what people I've worked with or just talked to a lot of people, it's almost like they're afraid to be happy and okay. Like it's almost like it's wrong to be happy and get up and be grateful. Like it's almost, I mean, I felt that way before. Like I think we've talked about it before. It's like you almost don't want to say you're doing good
because you're just like, feel guilty. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's called pessimistic. Those people who are pessimists.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, and I think people think, like, I think people get mixed up with what is good, right? Like, I think it's like, if I was like, how are you doing? Oh, you know, like, you know, I got to pay these bills. I've been working, like, hard. I'm not making my, but, you know, I could say, like, oh, LTL's not booming like it should be or something like that, even though it's doing fine. But, you know, but I could say, no, you know, it's doing good. I wish it was a little bit better, but I'm doing good. You know, like life is good. I have so many things to be grateful for. Da, da, da. I think that's the way that they need to change the perspective. And I think sometimes when you think of good for people, they're like, well, I'm still here. And like, not, I don't own this. I don't own that, you know? And so it's almost like that old setting of when you have a weight loss goal, you're never happy until you get to the goal, you know? And I think that's one of the things with life is like people ask you if you're okay. And you kind of have this outlook on life and you feel like until you reach that point you're not living a good life and you're not okay. Does that make sense?
Do you feel like people who are like that sometimes nothing may ever be good enough even if they get to that point?
Yeah, because you're not appreciating what you have and what you're doing like right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think in some ways I kind of got away from that to myself, you know, and it was just I've just really taken a perspective, a look at it and just being like, you know what, I'm just going to live a blissful days of life. And it's not about the things that you have. It's about the people that you surround yourself. It's about the moment to moment stuff and then really enjoying it because dude, we wake up so many times just like pissed off and angry and it's just not even worth it.
Well, you know, it's crazy. You were talking about, so that lady on Joe Rogan, it's starting to come back to me because I saw that same, I saw a clip of it. Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw a clip of it where it's also that thing too, where like, you know, today I think I can't, don't call me because I don't know the statistics on this, but I'm pretty certain that it's like there's the highest percentage of depression and anxiety and all that in the world today than there ever has been.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you say, don't get me wrong, I know it's out there, right? Like, I've had my days, and I know the Fachin's had his days, and it's a real thing. But it's like she was saying, like, you, if that's all you talk about, that's all you dwell about, like, think about it. It's like in the world today, it's like, oh, are you depressed? And like, you know, or do you feel this, this? And then people will be like, even if they're not, they'll be like, oh, I've felt that before. Maybe I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. I am depressed. You know, it's like, and that's what's so crazy about the power of the mind is, and I tell this to my kids, to my own daughters, and then also to like kids I coach. And it's a simple aspect, right? It's like, if you believe something, right, it's most likely going to be true. Like,
yeah.
If you believe you can't, then you can't. If you believe you can, then you can. You know, and if you believe you will, then you will. Like, whatever you believe, that's the reality. Like, I mean, sports is such an easy relation for us, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's so easy. Like, I just remember, you know, going back to Uncle Rico days, even when I was at Utah, like, as a team, when we would step on the field, I just knew we were going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, that comes into preparation, right? That's a whole different story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, we also preparation to believe that that's also what gave us the confidence to believe that. You can't just, like, even if you're just like believing it, but you got to have the confidence that you do.
You can only go so far with just the belief, which is great. But if you don't prepare, I think the Fachin said it best, right? Improper preparation.
Yeah, proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
That's right.
The six P's, baby.
Yeah. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. That's so true. Like, and so. Yep. If you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, you know, that's fine. But you gotta dig deep and figure out why it is you feel that way. And if you know you get the results that you don't prepare for, right? If you're not ready, then you're gonna go on a slippery slope.
Well, think about it. Back in the day, like so many years ago, if depression is highest than it's ever been, but yet it's because of like technology and all the stuff.
And now it's like out there. Everybody knows, talks about
it. Yeah, everyone talks about it. It's on social media. Where back in the day, it was like people would go outside. People would run errands. People would have to shop. Like, is you know what I mean? Because it's so easy to go online, order something on Amazon, just bring it to your house. But even in that study, it said like running an errand is good.
Yes.
So it's like running to the store to go buy something instead of just going online and boom, getting it right then and there. You know what I mean? Is good. And it's kind of what I talked about, like, with another friend the other day. It's just like, I was like, man, me and the Fachin see each other, like, probably every other day or every 2 days, at least for an hour.
Minimum, like, twice a week.
Yeah, and we probably talk almost
daily.
Every day. Yeah. And it's just like, but those kinds of things are positive things, right? And it's just like, so are you doing those things to kind of change? And when it says depression and everything else, well, if you go way back in times, they couldn't just sit at home. They had to go do things. They had to go run errands. They had to go.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge difference. That's why moving and getting out of your house, dude. We're not saying to just go work out, but like when just I call you up to go get a Bev.
Yeah.
It's like, we just will simply go get a Bev, you know? Yeah. And I think it's kind of like what some that we learned it and we do it is a life stone is like, have your life stones in LTL is like, you want to have what those things are is like vitamins. And so you take one daily, right? Or you take two or three daily. And what they are is little things that are going to like make you feel good, right? So obviously if you go get a double cheeseburger and stuff like that, that's not making you feel good unless you've earned it or it's around. But for me, it's like going to get a Bev. Maybe for a lady, it's going to get a pedicure. Or maybe somebody, it's going to clean your car. Or maybe it's going to walk in the thing or go read a book for 15 minutes.
Or just go for a 5-minute walk outside.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little thing. So it's like a vitamin. And you take that daily vitamin every single day, but it's a daily thing to dose into you. And you want to focus on that stuff. And that's the stuff that you want to do, not focus on what problems are coming your way. Now, obviously, it's not run from your problems. We're not saying, like, if there's a problem. But it's don't dwell on them. Figure out solutions, the way to make it better, right? Because it's not like you can just, I got my hot water heater just went out, but I'm just going to screw it. You know what I mean? It's not like. You can share it, but it's like, how do you twist it? Well, you know, we got somebody coming. It's going to be all right, and I'll be able to do this tonight, and we're all good. We're all good.
Your outlook. I mean, it plays a big role into how you view things. And, you know, it's interesting you said, so earlier you were talking about how when people ask, like, oh, how's your day going? And myself, like, I take pride, like, personally, I take pride in, and I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, But when someone asks me, I will never say, I've never ever said I haven't had a bad day. Not once have I ever said a bad day. Like, people, someone asks me how I'm doing, I always say I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Always say I'm doing good. Because, you know, you just don't want that energy. And I'm not saying, like, if you have a close friend, like, you know, obviously, if talking to you, Fachin, like, but that's different. I would come to you like, Fachin, I was like, dude, I'm so stressed, or I'm pissed off at this, whatever. We've done that plenty of times. But, you know, if you're just out and having a conversation, someone, you know, it's that small talk, right? Someone, 9 times out of 10, when they're asking how you're doing, they don't really want to know how you're doing. They're just being nice. And that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on the flip side, if you're the person giving that news, you're just like, oh, I'm good. Like, it affects the people you talk to. If you're having a bad day and you just unload on someone who maybe isn't ready for it, right?
Yeah. And we're not saying that you can't share your problems, but it's just like, you need to look and see if you share your problem like over and over and over. Because at some time you got to look in the mirror and be like, okay,
maybe what am
I
finding?
Yeah, what am I? I'm literally just stuck in this thing because all I do is stick. And then it literally becomes like your identity. Then it literally does become like who you are. You're just like full of problems.
Well, and then on the flip side of that, just think about that. Like you said, it becomes who you are. Next thing you know, people aren't going to want to talk to you.
No, because you literally
are so complain.
Yeah, and you literally are so focused on seriously the negative of thing, and you don't even pay attention to all the great things that are happening. And if you switch that, then I guarantee you that problem will start to fix itself. Like, people always say, like, oh, I just have a problem with, like, losing weight, and I'm just in this funk. I'm in this funk. If you're always saying you're in a freaking funk, you're going to be in a funk.
Yes.
Like, and too many people that I work with, too, say, like, I'm just in this mood. I'm just in this thing. And it's like, yeah, and it's okay to be that, but then you got to flip the switch and just be like, all right, I'm in this, but this is the things that I'm going to do right, and this is how I'm going to grow from it. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah. And like you said, there's not times, there's different, we've had our problems of like where I'll call and be like, oh, Fachin. But I don't just say like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here. I seriously go, Fachin, let's get to the steam room. I need a steam session.
Or as simple as, hey, I need to talk. And when I get it, I need to talk, all right, it's time to talk.
Yeah. And we don't just go, first of all, we don't go sit in a dark room and go talk about our problems. We literally will go get a bev, laugh a little bit, like lighten the mood a little bit too. It's like, you've got to, it's also a way that you attack these problems in the solution. It's not, you don't attack them depressed. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's easier said than done, but it's just like, you can't dwell on things, man. And you really got to practice the gratitude. I know it might sound cheesy and everything that we share gratitude all the time on the podcast, but it's the truth, man. And it literally is going to help you out so much. And literally there literally is studies that show what gratitude really does do for you.
Yeah.
And it's insane to me that it's such a simple thing to really start off your day right and make things better, that yet it's the hardest thing for so many people to do, because when they wake up, they're so focused on their freaking problems and where they're at.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, well then screw it, you know? And then that's what the rest of their day translates to.
Yeah, counting your blessings and what you're thankful for, gratitude, like, that's honestly, if you're having a bad day and you're thinking, oh man, work sucks, my boss hates me, my girlfriend hates me, my wife's mad at me, my husband's mad at me, whatever, my kids don't listen, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, think about the things that are going good. You got a roof over your head. Do you have food? Yeah. Do you have clothes on your back? Yeah. Do you have a car? Yeah. Can you drive to somewhere? Yeah. I mean, I get in the funk sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Everyone does. But when you start thinking of things that you do have, and then you think about, I just think of the story, and I feel like everybody's had this situation. I'm sure you have. When you're a little kid, right?
Yeah.
You're eating your food, and you got the vegetables on your plate. How many times has your mom said, "There's starving kids in Africa right now. You better eat that freaking food on your plate." Dude, as a kid, I was like, whatever, mom. Whatever, you know, what are you talking about? Now as an adult and having my own kids, bro, it literally is different, man, because there is people way worse, way worse. Than what we got going on in our life. I mean, freak, we live in America, dude. We have the freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We have all these rights. Now, you know, it's a little crazy right now, but I mean,
we have the opportunity. I mean,
you look at the big picture, dude, like our life is good.
Yeah. And then it's just, you take the little things for granted, right? So it's just, so that's just what we want to talk about, is quit dwelling on your problems. Like, literally, you wake up and you're like, yeah, my life is just really in a funk right now. And you'll literally end your night with like that. Even if it's been an actual good day, you just go back to the problem. Like, well, I'm still here. Well, yeah, dude, if you're always just focused on that, that's where you're going to stay. Like, shit, it's just that simple.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So as a coach, I've heard some of these Voxers as I've been like, just as a bystander, you know, some of your people. And I've heard some.
It's not that I'm playing them for Corey.
No. I've just been like, you know, you're walking you're in the car. I mean, you're working all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just sitting there listening. Like, oh, what is, you know, Billy Bob has to say? No, it's. And there's some times where I'm like, oh, wow, like that person's got legit problems. How does that. So I got two questions for you. How does that affect you as a coach? Because I've seen you, you know, up and down and great. Yeah. But how does that affect you, your mental clarity as a coach? And then how do you, if it is something that you're like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy, or it's hard. It's like hard to deal with. Like it brings you down. How do you get back up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's like sometimes it does like really make me depressed, and it makes me like get in a funk myself because literally it's so negative.
Well, like, and you're kind of an empath too, right? Like you're empathetic to people because you've been there.
Yeah, exactly. And I know what they're going through, but then it becomes like, oh my gosh. And then I start to feel it. And then I start to get upset. And I've seen it like translate into my actions before.
Like just literally decisions. Just ruin your day.
Or I'll cheat off my plan or something because I'll be like, you know what? We're all doing it. Yeah, might as well. We're all good. Like literally simple things, and then so it goes back to the gratitude thing. That one of the ways that will dig me out, as much as it does suck and it makes me depressed, like, no, this is what I'm born here to do. I'm glad I've got this gift from God, and then I could be back at the gas station just working at the gas counter and doing that for a living. And when I do that perspective, I'm like, okay, switch it back to what I need to go do, and then just become. And then lately, I've just like been thinking, like, man, my old mentality is just be a savage, like. It's to bring out the best in all these people. In order to do that, I've got to be extraordinary and be the best that I can be. And I think that's what's lit me a fire under the last little bit. And I've kind of been like, you know what? I've gotten back to a little bit of my old mentality. You're either with me or against me, and I'm going to do some crazy shit like I usually do.
Yeah.
And if you're, and that's just what works for me, right? Yeah. Like that's what works for me, and that's what I'm going to do. And so
I've seen this flame. I can attest it. I've been seeing this flame in the last couple of weeks, few weeks actually.
Yeah.
How do you keep that flame going, bro?
It's accountability. I've set things up to be successful, to keep it rolling, and just like eye on the prize, and just like,
I love it.
And then surrounding myself with people that want to be savage.
Do a friendless cleanup again?
Yeah,
like the social media?
Dude, well, just that in general. You know, every single time that I've hit a crisis mode throughout my entire life, I go, this person's out, this person's in. Oh, this person, like, as long as you've known me, I just go,
that's
boom,
good to
boom.
Do.
It is, dude. Where I'll just be, I will literally go down my list of my relationships and be like, you know what? I'm going to put forth this much effort into this, but this is what I'm going to focus on. And these are the people that help me get better. And these are the people that don't help me get better.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm cutting them completely out of my life. It's just like, hey, this is it. And you're either in or you're out. And you might notice a little bit, you know, but that's just the way it is. Cause I'm the, like Utah would say, the train's moving. You either get on board or you don't.
Yeah.
So it's that.
No, you're either in or you're in the way.
Yeah. You're either in or you're in the way.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I've gone back to the mentality of like, dude, you're either in or you're out. So
F it. Let's go.
Yeah. Screw it. I'm going to do 4x48, you're either in or you're out. You're either going to do it with me or you're not going to do it with me. You know, you're either going to support or you're not. You know, it's just that simple.
It's black and white. I love it.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like we need to clarify, you know, these people, your peeps, they're great people. Doesn't mean that he doesn't like listening to it. It's just sometimes you get down just like the best of them.
Yeah,
like
exactly. The exactly. We just wanted to talk about it. You know, it's just like, and that's what I'm always doing is always coaching. And that's just what I wanted to focus on. And so hopefully people that aren't in coaching, like understand that too, with their daily life and everything that they're going through. So
yeah,
it's going to be good.
Sweet.
All right. Well,
Epic Weekend's coming up soon.
Epic it's getting Weekend's closer coming closer. Up. If you're not signed up and you're not there, then you're going to have, you're going to regret it. So if you're listening and you haven't signed up for Epic, you need to get signed up now.
Don't get FOMO, guys.
Yeah, don't get FOMO. All right. We're out and have a great one.
Peace.